Triple M, Wednesday afternoon. It's Cliff in the drive home, and I love Wednesdays because I get to talk to one of my favourite people about one of my favourite subjects, what's on the telly, from tvblackbox.com.au. G'day, Steve Mulk. How are you going, buddy?
Hello, Cliffo. I'm good, old bean.
Is it true that you're going to be taking Nick Natanui's place for the Eagles for the rest of the season?
Look, I can't confirm it, but I can't deny it.
Okay, well, we'll just take that as is. There's some good stuff around, and I want to give a plug right away. The Diplomat with Kerry Russell and Ruth
yes.
Sewell. Superb. Very, very West Wing. I'm loving that. And we finished the Lincoln Project over the weekend too with Nev Campbell.
Great.
Yeah, great stuff. So if you haven't seen
making
those.
Making good choices, Clifford.
Yeah, thank you. I'll take that. I want to talk to you about Utopia. Now, when it comes
yes.
to writing and the performance thereof, this show, I don't think, has ever disappointed. What do you got for me?
Yeah, Working Dog par excellence. They are back for season 5 tonight, 8 o'clock on your ABCs and, of course, iView. It's delightful. I mean, I know they haven't been around for a couple of years, but it's like they never left us.
Mm.
You know, we meet back up with all these friends in the Nation Building Authority, the NBA, led amicably by Tony, Rob Sitch's character, who continues to just be flabbergasted by government incompetence and government craziness and all of the things that spin around that for him. And I've got to tell you, I've seen the first two episodes. Tonight's is a ripper.
Mm.
Next week, absolutely everybody will look at that, the issue that Tony has, Rob Sitch's character, and go, oh no, we've all had that problem. We've all had that situation.
Oh no.
And the writing is not perfect. It's so great.
Have they got basically the same cast again? Celia Piquel,
yes.
Is she back again?
Yeah, Limo's back, Kitty Flanagan's back, Dirk Jaisinha's back, Nita Oyama's back, the whole crew, Dave Lawson, everybody returns. So it's wonderful to have them back on our TVs tonight, 8 o'clock on the ABC.
Good quality stuff. Now, I'd like to know, what was your first reaction when you found out, and it was probably a while ago, that there was
yes.
going to be an Australian version of The Office?
Look, I was really guarded in the first case. Like, that's a big legacy that you're messing with, right? The UK version stands alone. The US version has so many great fans. I'm one of them. There's a lot of people that are so connected into that. When they announced the cast last week, Felicity Ward is going to be taking on great stand-up, the Michael Scott role, the David Brent role, as a woman called Hannah Howard, in the same situation. Her branch is getting shut down and she just wants to save her family. And they also have to navigate the difficulties of working from home and COVID and those sorts of things. So we'll see all of that play out in what I've affectionately termed the OFO. The cast that have been announced, as I said, Felicity, Steen Raskopoulos, great improvisational stand-up, Shari Sebbins, Firas Durrani. There's a whole bunch of people that are involved in it. I just went, yes, it's in safe hands. This will be great. So filming happens in a couple of weeks, starts in a couple of weeks in Sydney. I'm keen to be going on a set visit. So I'll be able to give you first-hand feedback once I've been. And it's going to be on Amazon Prime Video, more early 24, I believe. But it's not the car accident that I think everybody is thinking it will be. And we also have to go, we need to see what it's going to look like. I think it's too early to tell. They haven't filmed a scene.
Yeah. It's very easy to judge. Like, you know, when I was reading a couple of months ago about the fact that they were going to be redoing Fawlty Towers, my first thought was, oh, God, don't do that. Please
yes.
don't do that, because I'm sorry, if you redo the Mona Lisa, the eyes are not going to be better. But
no,
you know,
and I'm even more, having heard John Cleese talk about it, I'm even more like, no, don't do that. Please don't do that.
Yeah, because they're going to start, I think, with Sybil's funeral, because unfortunately now, oh gee, I'm launching into territory that I should have backed up first.
Prunella Scales,
has she passed or not? Because I know the poor thing had dreadful Alzheimer's disease.
She's not well.
Yeah.
She hasn't passed yet.
Mm.
However, they need to wrap up, where is Sybil? If
yep.
Basil's out doing his own thing with his daughter, where is Sybil gone? So, I mean, that could explain why she's divorced, but I think there's a comedic black touch to it to have her pass away at the start.
All righty. Million Dollar Island starting on 7. Is this what...
Yes.
There's your reaction.
Look, you might like it. People might enjoy it. And I might be very wrong. That's great. 100 people are dropped on an island, each of them with bracelets worth $10,000. And across the course of the show, you can earn bracelets from other competitors by beating them in challenges, by cajoling them, by pleading with them, by getting them to give them to you as a trust mechanism, or flat out stealing them.
Mm.
And...
Okay.
I just think that what we're doing is televising Lord of the Flies, and none of that is good, and there'll be at least three shallow graves by the end of the series.
Yeah, and as long as Piggy is sharpening sticks, we'll all be safe. That'll be all right.
Yeah, 100%.
Steve Malka's here from tvblackbox.com.au. He sends me a briefing note each week. Now, I have no idea what FAST channels are.
Well, you might not, Cliffo, but you've probably been watching them already. FAST stands for Free Ad-Supported TV. Now, you would go, oh, well, that's what we watch when we turn on the telly and it's plugged into an antenna. Yes and no. Like, yes, that is what happens there, but this is about streamed channels. So if you've got a fetch box at home, that's what you get for all of those other channels that they offer you. If you're watching, you know, like the Home and Away channel or the Truckers channel on one of your 7 Nows or 7 Pluses, 9 Nows or whatever, that's what that is. And coming very soon, Paramount in the US own a company called Pluto TV. They're going to launch in Australia. And when they do, it's going to be like 80 FAST channels, an 80 channel service that you can just get for free because there are ads on it.
Aha! There you
go. But it's only streamed. So your smart TVs or your Apple TV or that kind of thing will need to access it.
Yeah, well, it's a new world, isn't it? If you want to read about this and all of the other TV news and views, follow this man, Steve Malk, from tvblackbox.com.au. You'll have links to the podcast and everything that goes with it. He still hasn't asked me to be on the podcast. I'm, you know, I'm taking it personally now, but what are you going to do?
As well you should.
Correct answer.
It was intentional.
That's why I love you. Thank you, mate. Take care. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, mate.
Steve Malk from tvblackbox.com.au. It's The Drive Home here on Triple M.